I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two major tragedies marked Sierra Leone's recent history. Thousands of people were killed between the major Ebola outbreak in 2014 and catastrophic landslides last year. Now, the people are on edge again since a new Ebola strain was recently identified in the country. Now, in this context, Mission Cry is sharing hope and truth. Just a couple weeks ago, Mission Cry sent a shipment of free Bibles and Christian books to Sierra Leone. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says they're confident that God's word will not return void.
I want those that are listening to understand that our time is short here on this earth. You and I have the opportunity to send the word, Jesus, in the form of the Bible, the living word of God, to people.
Do you have any Bibles or Christian books to donate? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And West Michigan, our backyard, is now post-City Fest, but in a region with lots of churches. Was City Fest a challenge or a breeze? Wendy Palau with the Louise Palau Association says,
I think every city is hard and easy in its own way. For West Michigan, I think people are open to God, to talking about God, to talking about the church. But our heart is to get beyond that.
The City Fest model focuses more on personal evangelism instead of mass evangelism because in the end, it's about relationships. Now it's up to the local church to follow up. Pray for those local Christians as they disciple their friends and family post-City Fest. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You find links to get you started at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.